You're listening to Community Matters on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Community Matters. I am your host, John Robbins. I'm joined by Derek from Yankee Bush Productions. We've had him on before, and they have an upcoming show to talk about. Derek, go ahead.
Hey, we're bringing back a tribute. Well, actually bringing a tribute to a band that we've brought before. That's AC/DC, rock band. We have brought a different tribute artist in the past. We are bringing Dirty Deeds. And these guys have been around a long time, 20 years. I was told that they are on par with Hell's Bells, who we've been able to get in the past. And we're just looking forward to all the great hits, you know, Back in Black and Hell's Bells. And it's going to be a great show. And if you've seen our AC/DC show with Hell's Bells, and you like AC/DC, this is your chance. They don't, neither one play around here very often. So we're hoping that'll be great. It is the 26th of April at 8 p.m. at the Library Theater. You can get your tickets now by calling 723-7231. You can also go to the Library Theater website and order them with a credit card. And you can walk into the business office during the week at the theater, 10 to 5, and purchase your tickets. All seats are the same price. They're all reserved. So it's best that you inquire now to get the best seat. And that's the first of our shows. We're going to talk more in another segment on our Eagle show, which is June 6th. That's a Friday night. April 26th is a Saturday, 8 p.m. And you can always get tickets at the door if you decide late for Yankee Bush Productions.
And obviously, we'll, as you mentioned, we will have you back on talk about that June 6th show. So stay tuned. Make sure you're keeping up and listen every Sunday. Derek will be back. Don't worry. It never goes far. You never go super far. Once again, just one quick refresher. I know you just mentioned it, but where can people get tickets for the 26th show and eventually what will be the June 6th show?
Call 814-723-7231. Go to the website, Library Theater. Just Google Library Theater and their website comes up. Or walk into the office on 3rd Avenue on the side of the building, the west side of the building, as you're facing the theater doors. And they are there 10 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Well, Derek, thank you as always. But is there anything else before you go that you want to talk about before we end here on Community Matters?
Yeah, there's an event that's happened, I would guess almost 50 years in Warren County in April. It's always the third Thursday in April. And it is an oyster party where people come and eat oysters and other food. And the proceeds benefit the Warren County Shrine Club that support Shriners Hospital in Erie and other charitable activities. And it is at the Youngsville Fire Hall this coming Thursday night. And you can get tickets at the door, 5 o'clock it opens, or you can call me, and I have tickets. So it would be 814-688-0437.
Well, Derek, thank you. I mean, it's always a pleasure to have you on, and make sure to check out the Oyster Party as well. A lot of things going on in Warren County, especially around you. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, man. Take care.
You too.
Welcome back to Community Matters on Warren Radio.
And welcome back to Community Matters. And going to a story from earlier this week from Bureau reporter Jackie Palmer. She was covering that the National Comedy Center in Jamestown is opening its doors to more than just laughter. This week, the center hosted its third Memory Cafe, a monthly program created and run by the National Comedy Center to support individuals living with Alzheimer's and dementia, along with their caregivers. The free event offers a welcoming space for conversation, connection, and comfort on a relaxed, judgment-free setting. Each month, the Comedy Club Center welcomes people from all over the region to visit and learn more alongside their special guest speakers.
The feedback has been overwhelmingly positive. We have welcomed people from Chautauqua County, Warren County, Erie, PA, Erie County, New York, and it's just been really wonderful.
It's really about the connection people are making, and that's the most important part about these memory cafes, and what a wonderful location to have it in, because comedy, laughter, is so important to relationships, to understanding each other, to sharing connections.
The Memory Cafe takes place on the first Monday of each month and is free and open to anyone in the community affected by memory care challenges. The next Memory Cafe is set for Monday, May 5th at the National Comedy Center, followed by the Chautauqua County Office for Aging Services' first ever Aging Well Expo on May 22nd. For more information on these events, visit ErieNewsNow.com.
Welcome back to Community Matters on Warren Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Community Matters. I'm your host, John Robbins, and I'm joined by Marian Araños from Warren Area Artists. Exciting event going on right now at the Warren Area Public Library in their gallery. All this month, you can see a bunch of regional artists go into Eclectic Expressions, Marian. This is a pretty exciting event. You've heard the ads a couple times probably throughout listening to the radio, and it's a pretty exciting event.
Yes. A group of us artists who have been together for probably 40 or so years, we were sitting together at lunch one day and we said, you know, we need to do an art show again. We used to exhibit different places over the years. A lot of the galleries have closed. We used to have big exhibits at the courthouse, Warren Mall, but we have fewer and fewer artists. But the ones that are out there still want to exhibit. So one of the ladies said, let's just call the library and see if they could fit us in. So we applied to be one of the exhibitors at the library, and we were given the month of April. So Diane DeLarm and I are the co-chairs, and we sat at lunch one day. We said, well, what should we call the show? She says, well, you know, should we call it Showcase of Artists? And then we thought, something catchy. So I said, what about Eclectic? And first you have to pronounce it Eclectic Expressions, because artists express themselves. You have musicians, you have painters, you have sculptors, you have architectural people, you have quilters, you have all kind of people that express themselves creatively, and art is one of them, you know. So we thought, well, let's get some art together, and we'll go from there and see if we could put a show together.
Yeah, and it was all regional artists from what you described, so anybody local and everything, but also who it benefits as well. That's also local, keeps it local.
Right.
That's an exciting thing. That's a really great thing for anybody that wants to go see it. For anybody tuning in late, where can they see this? Just once again.
This will be at the Warren Public Library the entire month of April during regular library hours. And the library is open every evening until 8, except Fridays and Saturdays. Closed Sundays. But many of our artists have been around for a while. Some are new, and we thought, let's do an exhibit where people can see. So the library is a perfect venue because people can get to it. It's downtown, and we thought we can give the library some of our proceeds. Usually, anytime an artist displays in a gallery or has a one-woman or one-man show, so much has to go to the event or the place hosting it. So we thought, well, we'll give the library some donation. And we've done it in the past, pre-pandemic. So we just start by word of mouth gathering artists together.
So let's say if someone goes to this gallery or even just hearing this and can't make it down, but wants to get involved and is an artist themselves, how they can come around to the Warren Area Artists.
Well, I think they just have to keep their eyes and ears open and see who does painting, where do they see things exhibit, contact an artist and say, well, where do you meet? Where do you go to paint? Well, there's a lot of places they can go. Some people take private lessons, but that's usually by word of mouth. You can go to the Allegheny Community Center, which people think it's a senior center, but it's really a community center. And you could go down there. There's grant money that has bought free supplies, free canvases, paints, and there's an instructor, the director down there. And you could just go and socialize, paint. If you're new and you're a little nervous, you have a group of people supporting you. There also used to be, there's art galleries in Jamestown, Corey. Some of these organizations are still together. Many have dispersed. We don't have as many people around. The young people are hard to get. They're working. But there's always a place they can go. And by seeing a show, they get a list of names and they can contact one of us and say, hey, where can I get classes? Or maybe they like sculpture. Maybe they like fiber. They can find some support system just by contacting an artist.
So how can they find that contact list? Just helping of just going to the gallery? Or
well, we're going to have a whole list of artists there. So basically, we have 22 artists exhibiting. We will have contact information there with their phone numbers, and we'll also have prices on the artwork on a list. So if they're interested, they could browse, they could look. Some people will come back again. They think about it. No one just goes out and buys a piece of art. It's something, well, where am I going to put it? Do I have room? Do I really want it? So they'll come back again. And if the show is over, they still have our contact information.
And you said 22 different artists,
yes.
Plenty of different things going on. Describe us some of the highlights that these people can look forward to going and see this gallery.
Well, as we said, we have different artists represented in various media. Now, art is not just painting or sketching. There's a lot more involved in the creative process. We have a new artist this year. His name is Cyril Jador. He's actually from France, and he recently moved to Warren. He had a big show at the Crary, and he does 3D animation, landscape architectural design for movies and video games. That's something different. We haven't had anyone like that. He just had a show at the Crary, and he has some amazing work that is meant to be seen. That's something really good. You know, people like movies, video games, so they would come out and see Cyril's work. We have Leanne Waterhouse. She has been around for a while. She does landscapes. Peter and Monica Garami from Jamestown, they're photographers. Monica does mainly black and white. She may do nature. She may do objects. Peter works in landscapes, abstract imaging. He probably does something with the computer and alters them to make them beautiful, abstract, and they're on metal. They're on metal, so they're really, really jumping out. And he has won awards as well as Monica at Barber Institute Neary for his photography. We have Karen Heltzel. She's another photographer. She is with the Allegheny Forest Art in the Wilds group, and she loves to do forest pictures, photographs. She does some oil paintings also. So Karen will have a lot of interesting things there. Judith Whitaker's from Frewsburg, New York. She used to belong to a group called the Chautauqua Society of Artists. They are sort of, you know, like other groups, you know, dwindling, but they paint. We met at art shows up in Bemis Point, Chautauqua Lake. She does beautiful landscapes, and she exhibits at the Chautauqua Art Gallery. Now, you asked about taking lessons. That's another place people can take lessons. Chautauqua Art Gallery is new in Jamestown, right downtown. So we have representation from like Corey, Jamestown. That's
very,
why we call
local.
It Warren area. We could have said Warren, Western New York too. But as we were advertising for artists, a lot of these people were coming. So like I said, we have a lot of different people represented. Jessie Boyce, she's having a one-woman show in Lakewood. She just won an award, the Pennsylvania Watercolor Society. That's a pretty prestigious organization. And you can have 600 entries and maybe only 100 are accepted, and she won an award for her watercolor detailed prints. And then she makes these Gleasy prints. She does the true watercolor, very detailed, and she makes these prints. And I looked it up because I didn't know what Gleasy was or however you pronounce it. 300 dots per inch resolution. So maybe
so
you
like
young
pixels.
People would know that. Pixels,
it's,
yes.
Yeah, it's pixel. I presume that's what it would
yes,
be.
Yes, so that oh. is, and then they're just very unique. So you have to come in and see what those look like compared to maybe just a splash-on type of watercolor. So she is having her one-woman show, Lakewood Library, downtown Lakewood, coming up. Martha Blair, she and I have gone back a long time when the Warren Art League was very strong. She and I actually went to become art teachers at the same time. We both got into our field like in our 40s because we had been painting before that. I was raising kids. And she does beautiful portraits, and she does macrame. She does unusual fiber work, ceramics, and she actually opened up a gallery in Union City. It's called the Main Street Artisans, and she just brings in her materials, and she rented the space. I think she got some grant money, and she gives lessons there for people in the community, or if we wanted to get a group from Warren to go there. But that's how you try to get workshops. You have to go by hear word of mouth who is starting up a place, because we don't really have set places that you can ongoing. You know, it takes a lot of money to run a gallery. And
we're joined by Marion from the Warren Area Artists. Once again, you heard all those wonderful exhibits.
There's still more.
Oh, there's still more.
You have the time.
plenty of time. I just, once again, where can they find all these before we go into the second half?
Yes, in case people can turn in late. Yes, good idea. So all these artists are being represented at the Warren Public Library on Market Street, right downtown Warren. Will be open till April 29th, the entire month, third floor gallery, library hours, Saturdays and Fridays and Saturdays till 5, and then Monday through Thursday they're open 10 to 8.
And now let's hear about the rest of these wonderful artists.
So the rest of the artists.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You said 22.
So I may not be even halfway through the list. So Jess Porter, she's another fiber artist. She's from Russell. She does found natural objects in fiber. She probably even dyes her own wool. Some people go up to Lake Erie and get the driftwood, and then they start creating pieces, either macrame or some kind of, they wrap fiber around these different pieces of driftwood. She has some interesting, fascinating pieces. Hard to explain. You have to come in and see them. Christina Faulkner, she's another Jamestown ceramic potter. She has taken classes at JCC as a senior, you know, not a young person. She was taking ceramics, and she made some amazing work that was featured in the JCC student shows. And now she also does acrylic painting, so she will have some. Sue Papalea does quilts, detailed pattern, intricate designs, bright, pleasing to the eye, smaller quilts, not huge ones. But she will fill the gallery with some of her bright pieces, too. She's very talented and has done a lot for people. Quilting takes a lot of time.
Oh, I know. My grandma's a quilter.
The patterns, and I mean, I'm amazed at people that can do types of art that I may not do. Diane DeLarm, my co-chair with this show, she does acrylic and abstract figures. She may use paper swatches, swashes a color, and hers are figures. You have to look deep and see the figures. So she does amazing things. I have a collage in there. I have a series of birch trees. I'm into birch trees now all of a sudden. I love painting birches. And then I have a series of San Antonio missions. If anyone's ever been to San Antonio, seen the missions, I have four of those represented on the tour. Those are in acrylic. John Pearson, he's an abstract painter. He's been around. He does beautiful sculptures. Also doing sculpture, Kathy Johnson. She's from Warren. Christian Frontera, he had a show at the Curry. He does futuristic art, contemporary, but yet he uses some recycled pieces, builds them into sculptures. He's a young artist. You may want to see what he does. Audrey Marshall, a cane artist. She does pets. Cane sort of had a group, too, and they dismembered. I mean, they just don't have the young people joining anymore, and we don't have, our older artists are either dying off or we just don't get enough people to form an organization. There's two pieces by Nancy Petruni. She was probably the best pastel artist in Warren County. She just recently died. Two pieces of hers are left. Russell Welch has been along way before your time. He was an oil artist when the courthouse used to have amazing art on the whole fence. That's when we had a lot of artists, way back in the late 80s, early 90s. Pat Urbanek, the Copper Lady. Do you know where the Library Theater is?
I've heard of it. I have yet to go by.
Right across from the post office, there's a big, huge peacock sculpture on the outer brick wall facing the post office. She does this hammered copper sculpture. And the Library Theater commissioned her to do this huge peacock for one of their anniversaries, and it's huge. So she does beautiful jewelry, hammered, formed images, also objects. They are on the walls, too. And then we have two new artists, Bill and Sue Cole. Remember I mentioned that people can go to the Allegheny Community Center and just walk in the materials there, sit down and take some art classes. They are new. They just thought they'd try it after retirement, and they loved it so much, they come every week. So they are trying their work at watercolor and acrylic, and they're turning out birds and nature and having a great time. So one thing about art is you can enjoy yourself. You can express yourself. They're saying it's a way to calm people, you know, with people that may suffer from depression. They say art therapy, creativity. I mean, some people are musicians. You know, some are sculptors, some do all kind of things, you know, act in the theater. So art is just a way to express ourselves. And I think it needs to be seen out there. I mean, people want to see all these pieces of art. And they may go home and say, hey, I could do this, and they'd be inspired and get them going. So
once again, Marion, please tell us when and where and how. We've said it a couple times,
but yes.
I want to make sure people get there.
Right. If they're tuning in late, we are called Eclectic Expressions, and we will be at the Warren Public Library April 2nd, which is today, through the 29th, 10 to 5 on Fridays and Saturdays, and Monday through Thursday, 10 to 8 p.m. And the work is for sale. If you see something you like, there's a list of artists, there's prices, there's titles, and you can contact the artist directly and make arrangements. And usually the art is released at the end of the show. So if you purchase something, it'll stay up till the end of the show. And then it is up to the artist and me to make sure that the library gets all its commission.
Marion, thank you so much for coming on. This is a pleasure, and hopefully everyone gets to Eclectic Expressions down at the Warren Area Library. Thank you.
All right, come out and see us.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country.